From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Here in the U.S., the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has seated a grand jury, significantly stepping up his probe into Russia interference in the 2016 U.S. election. President Trump, in a defiant speech at a rally in the U.S. state of West Virginia, spoke to the crowds about the so-called Trump-Russia probe. Hillary Clinton, the Democratic nominee in last year's presidential election, won the popular vote, but Republican Donald Trump prevailed by capturing enough electoral votes to win the election. Ceasefire in parts of Homs province in central Syria is holding right now and giving civilians a chance to start putting their lives back together. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported no violations, while reporters on the ground say markets have reopened and children have been seen out of their houses and once again playing. Humanitarian organizations say the quiet will allow their workers the chance to bring in badly needed aid. A suicide bomber in Afghanistan killed at least four people in an attack on a convoy of foreign troops between Kabul and the largest American base in the country. The Taliban told journalists the bomber was one of its men. Flames engulfed one of the largest residential towers in Dubai earlier today. The cause of the flame not clear. No one was injured. This is VOA News. President Trump is expected to increase pressure on China to change its trade practices and do more to stop North Korea's weapons program. Trade experts warn that such actions might violate commitments the United States has made to the World Trade Organization. Meantime, the U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Asia for a meeting of the ASEAN foreign ministers. He says he wants to work with China on their differences, including what to do about North Korea's nuclear and missile program. Some say Tillerson will be walking a fine line with the Southeast Asian bloc, seeking assurances from them to isolate Pyongyang without creating a perception that North Korea overshadows their concerns in the South China Sea, which also is on the ASEAN agenda. Venezuela's National Constituent Assembly holds its first meeting as a legislative body today in Caracas, despite an international outcry and opposition protest. The gathering of 545 delegates elected to rewrite Venezuela's constitution is setting the stage for a possible showdown between President Nicolas Maduro and the political opposition, which says the assembly election was not fair. Venezuela's chief was refuting that claim. The opposition contends the vote was rigged to pack the assembly with Maduro supporters. Maduro's opponents are demanding early presidential elections. The world is now facing a shortage of the popular Darjeeling tea because of deadly unrest in the Indian territory where it is grown. The many plantations across the area normally provide the bulk of the nearly 8 million kilos of tea sold each year, with most of that going to Europe. But with a 50-day-old showdown between the native Gorkhas, who provide most of the plantation workers, and the West Bengal government, production has fallen to 90% in the last month of record, which was June. More than $4 million worth of ivory statuettes, jewelry, and trinkets were crushed into powder in New York City's Central Park to show that ivory belongs on elephants and not on store shelves. The environmental group Wildlife Conservation Center, which co-sponsored the event, says 100 endangered elephants were slaughtered to make the items. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.